And so that gives us, if the soul can find comfort in anything, you've got to find comfort in everything. And the soul does that. But also, there are some of us in our souls, we are not thankful for anything. We become, we find comfort in nothing. We feel uneasy. We feel like we just need a place to voice our frustrations. And so that's why, as church members, as church people, I've always been struggling with people who, on their way out the door, will say to me, you know, coffee was a little too cold this morning, Pastor. Okay, I can make it with that. You know, we didn't have enough maple bars this morning, Pastor. You ever seen these at the shop when you go take your car? Let me see this first picture. You ever seen that? What about this next one? I love this next one. And then finally, this one's one of my favorites too. So we have this tendency of complaining. It's easy for us to do so. And we use different terms like grumbling or griping or whining or bellyaching. And in the King James Version of the Bible, the term was murmuring. The people murmured. And regardless of the word you use to describe it, the symptoms are the same. You see, the dictionary defines complaining as an expression of unhappiness or dissatisfaction or discontent. Or complaining is the outward expression of discontent within. So that's the definition of complaining. And there was a guy who was very well known for his constant complaining, and he inherited a large sum of money. And when he died, he complained about how it wasn't as much as he thought it should be, and how, you know, he wanted to buy a farm, so he bought it. He ended up buying a farm. He said to his wife, "What should we call it?" She said, "Oh, call it Belly Acres." And so I think we have a tendency to complain over things that we don't have the right necessarily to complain over. You know, and this message probably won't apply to most of you because you guys aren't complainers. I've never heard of complaint out of any of you. And so I'm not sure that you're not going to, I'm pretty sure that you're not going to have a problem with this message because you're not a complainer. Right? And I'm not going to look you in the face because I can't stand to see people fall over my lineup. And so complaining seems to have become the very pastime. When you go to DMV, you notice how quickly you start up a conversation with somebody in line because you guys hate waiting in the same DMV line? You happen to be at the grocery store? Here's what happens at the grocery store. I go to the grocery store about 1,700 times a week. And so I go to the grocery store and I see express lane. And I see lane 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Doesn't matter which lane I get into. And I get in line behind three people because I think I don't want to inconvenience anybody. As soon as I step in line, the cash register breaks down. And so I end up having to apologize to the guy in front of me because I got in line. And so we kind of joke around back and forth, but I think what happens is we get into the point where we can complain to one another because we have something in common. And I want to say this morning that there are a few sins in life that I find annoying or ugly, like complaining. When people complain, there seems to be very little thankfulness, very little gratitude today among God's people, but there's a whole lot of complaining going on. And complaining is part of our culture. You see, it isn't anything new. You know, when you were a kid, did you ever sit down at the dinner table and say to your mom, "Let me have that again"? I did that once to my mom. She was making macaroni and tomatoes. Tomato sauce. Now, the first of the month would be a hamburger. It was really awesome because it was a grocery week, right? A hamburger. So I said to her one time, "So, Mom, can we have this again?" She said, "No, of course not." She grabbed that bag of chicken and dumped it on top. Said, "See? Complain over." You gotta be careful what you complain about. You could end up with potato chip casserole. And so we get this, feeling in our life our complaints mean something to people. And they don't a lot of times. Humans haven't changed much. And so centuries ago, the Jewish nation was being There was a time when manna was awesome, right? And so if they hardly wait for morning to come, they could gather the manna up and eat it. They wouldn't have to go out and work. They would just gather it up because God sent it from heaven. A pillar of fire led them, right? That wasn't so awesome anymore. You know? Here's what happened to those people. The same thing that can happen to us. They got used to the blessings. They got used to them. And so when they get used to these blessings, the wonder is gone. We get blessed and say, oh, that's a blessing. It's a miracle. It is a miracle. God's love comes. And it reoccurs in our life. We get this miracle over and over again. And pretty soon we start saying, I'm kind of tired of manna. I don't really want manna anymore. Can you imagine being tired of food that came directly from heaven? Yeah. 3 years, maybe. It happened to them, and it happens to people today. We've gotten so used to God's